Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiur and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak at Shalom. We're now in Masachet Nida, Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. Let's go back to the Mishnah on Daf Mem Amud Aleph, which has the second Mishnah of this parak together with the first. Hayah ochel b'truma v'hergish nizda zo'ueh v'arav. This is the consequence of what we saw at the end of the first Mishnah, that a man's tuma does not affect him until it leaves his body. And therefore we have this halacha that we already saw earlier in the Masachet. If a man was eating truma, regish nizda zu'ei varai, he felt his body shaking, and it was, he understood that a carry was coming. Ochez ba'ama, he holds on to it, ubole'et ha'truma, and swallows the truma before it comes out. And the shear of carry and shichvat zera is any size, even a mustard seed, even smaller. Okay, back to the Gemara. When this is, we already saw at the beginning of the second parak, Ochez, Vatanar, Velozer, Merkel, Ochez, Bama, Mashtin, Ki, Ilu, Ben, Vim, Abula, Olam, you're not allowed to hold on to your member, and certainly not when something like that is happening. So, Abaye, Matlitava, Abaye says you use a thick cloth, so you're not really stimulating it at all. Avamar, Filu, Tema, Matlitavacha, could even be a soft cloth. Kamada, Akar, Akar, in other words, the semen has already moved up, and you're not going to be affecting it at all. Abaye says, Chayish, Doma, Ata, Lusufi, maybe you're going to increase the stimulation. For Rava says, Lusufi, Lo, Chayish, not Choshish. Ah, la tanya mazeh de mela otin etzba ba'ayin, shikos mancha etzba ba'ayin v'damat v'chozert v'damat. It's like putting your finger in an eye, that as long as you keep it there, it continues to tear. So in other words, you could be continuing the stimulation. Rava says, kol achmum v'yuhadu achmum v'shaita lo shchiach. It's not common for someone to get heated up and then heat it up again in the same episode. All right, Amar Shmuel, kol shichvat zera she'en kol gufo margish ba. Anytime that shichvat zera comes out, that your whole body isn't feeling it coming out, ain't a matama. That's not shichvat zera, that's matame. Now, there's three versions of the statement of Shmuel. That's the first. My time is shichvat zera, Rachman of the Torah calls it shichvat zera. Beriyah lazareh, it has to be able to fertilize, and if it's not coming out with that sort of feeling, evidently it's not strong enough for that. Meitave, watch this challenge. Hayamahar, balay levamad matzah besarocham, if a guy was asleep at night, and he had lustful thoughts, and he woke up and found that his member was hard, then tame. But he didn't feel anything. So take him out for huna, v'shamish mitato b'chalomo. He must have had a dream about having intercourse, v'shalash shamish polo hargasha. That there, he certainly would have had hargasha. Okay, leish tachmina, there's another version of Shmuel's statement. Amar Shmuel kol shichvat zera she'enu yorek hachetz. If it doesn't shoot out like an arrow, in a matama. My ikav and high leishna l'hayishna l'hayishna. So what's the difference in those first two versions? Ikav and I nekra b'hargasha, if it moved out of the testes or out of the area into towards the member b'hargasha v'yatzashal b'hargasha, but then it left without hargasha. Okay, milted of shitale the shmur ami bayle the rava. Rava was unclear on this point. The boy Ravi asked, "Nekra b'hargasha v'yatzashal b'hargasha, if it first moved b'hargasha, but actually came out without hargasha, mahu?" Right, Toshma Balkari Tavavalo Yitil Mayim. If Balkari went to the mikvah but hadn't urinated yet, and then the Chshiyat Til Mayim Tameh, he's Tameh again when he's made Til Mayim, because the idea is that some carry comes out with it. So you see, you don't have to have Hargasha. The answer: Shani Hatam Duru Hargasha Nafak. Most of it came out with Hargasha. Now there's just a little bit left. Leish Nachmini, third version. Amri La Amar Shmu Amar La Amri La Amar Shmu Al Koshichot Zera Sheinu Yorek Achetz and a Mazrat. And this kind of puts the two together. Any shichvat zera that doesn't shoot out like an arrow is not mazriya, and therefore it's not matame. However, yizruehu delomizra. Now we're reading it the opposite way, hatmuye matamiya. So it's not mazriya, but it is matame. Otherwise, Shmuel would have said that. Shinemar ki yevacha isha shelo yetahor mikre laila. Meaning, even mikre. Afilu kari ba'olam. Even if it just comes out, it doesn't come out in a sharp flow, a sharp shot, then nonetheless, he is still tame. Okay, boy Rava, goy shehir hair. Let's say you have a goy, had lustful thoughts just before he's going to be tovel for giur. Viad v'taval, and then we assume it came out afterwards, mahu. And the question is really, what's the defining moment of the shichvat zera? We know you're not tomei till it comes out, but is the defining moment that akira, which is earlier on, when it sort of gets moved towards the exit? If you say that we follow Akira, maybe that's only the Chumra to say that somebody's Tommy earlier, as it were. Because as Akira happened as he was a Goy, he went and became Jewish. When it comes out later, maybe you'd say he's not Tommy, that's a Kula. Or maybe it's all the same. Take it. Boy Rava, second question. Zava Shinekro Meiragla have a yard of a Tavla. Let's say you have a Zava, and she started to urinate, but it didn't come out. Now remember, the urine of a zava is tmeah. She went into the mikvah, came out, and then urinated. Is that urine still called mayan, and therefore tameh? Same song about akira is leaning again. Hanimili shechat zera. Maybe akira is only meaningful for shechat zera to matzinakidla, because you can't hold yourself back. Urine, you can hold yourself back. Maybe it's only when it really comes out. Maybe it's all the same. Teku. Third question. And he puts the two questions together. You have a Goya who's a Zava, which is Ziva Durabanan, which is Zava Durabanan, whether she's a Zava or not. And then, get moved. Yardava Tavla, she goes to the mikvah to become Jewish. And then urinates Mahu. Even if you say that akira is meaningful for meraglayim, even though you can hold yourself back, hanimili Yisraeli. Maybe that's only Yisraeli. Tetmeya doraita. She has real tuma doraita. Goya zava tetmeya drabanan. She only has tuma drabanan lo. Odima lo shna. Maybe it's all the same. And again, the same issue, the same result, which is teku. Okay, we said it with tamin b'chol shein. The end of the Mishnah said that the tuma of Keren Shechvatzera is no shear whatsoever. Azav, to be Tomei, has to have enough semen come out, or ziva come out, that would cover the mouth of the penis. It's a very small amount, but still it's a shear. Shenemar, achtim besarom izavo. Achtim, like to seal it. Our Mishnah said, there's no shear. So, Hudamak Rabinatan, Shmuel was following Rabinatan. The Tan Rabinatan, Ramishur Rabbi Shmuel. Zav tzir kachatimat piyama. He said the same thing. Vlohodulo, they didn't accept his opinion. My Tamid Rabbi Shmuel, what's his reasoning? That Markwa Uchtim Besarom Mizavo, same pasuk. So what do Rabbanan do with that pasuk? Ambayle lach metame vena metame yavesh. It's only metame if it's moist. Rabbi Shmuel, ahumi rar nafki. He said, I agree with that principle. I get it from the word rar besaro. But ahul minyana udata. Rar is actually the other part to count up to get three re'iot. Because nowhere does it explicitly say two re'iot tame, three re'iot tame, and korban. Zovo chara, rar besaro trei, et zovo tlat. I marked them on the page. If you have three riyot, you chai b'korban. Achtim esro mizovo tamei. Why does it say mizovo? Mitzot zovo tamei. Even if you're not all the way azav, you're still tamei, meaning not three but two. Imeir azav al shtei riyot, shematamei ishkav moshav. He's matamei, even his seat, is, et cetera, his bed. Rabbi Shmuel, minyana manali. So what is Rabbi Shmuel who used rar to say the moist issue? Where does he get the minion of three? Nafka Rabbi Simoi, Ditan Rabbi Simoi Omer, Minakatu Shtaim, Ukra'o Tamei. In the third pasuk on the page, it said, Zav twice. And it says he's Tamei. Shalosh, in the second pasuk, it says three times Ukra'o Tamei. So Haketzad, how do we resolve that? Shtaim, Latuma, Shalosh, the Korban. So he's Tamei at two. He's at three, he has to bring a Korban. Alright, umanda mafka levitarvayu mi vizoti etumato bizovo, who gets both those principles from there, ishki azabim soro mayavidle, what does he get from there? From the other pasuk? Whoever got both the two and three, from that pasuk, what is he going to do with, pasuk bet, with the third pasuk on the page, seems extra. Mivayale anshitse mi visaro, that has to actually leave his body. As our Mishnah said. Zovo tamei lamali. What's that about? Nimeh zov shu tamei. Teaches that the material itself is tamei. Okay, Rav Chani Lami Shum Rav Loz Rav Shimon. Shichvat zera l'roe b'mashu, but l'nogea b'charasha. Our Mishnah said there's no shear. He says that's only for the person it comes out of. But if somebody touches it, there's a shear of ka'adasha. The same shear as the sheretz. Va'anam etam v'chol sheintam, but our Mishnah said no shear. So my love l'nogea, he's not talking about for touching it. No, l'roe, for the guy it comes out of. We have in the Torah Kohanim a comparison. Shechvat Zera is more chamur than sheretz, and vice versa. Let's see. Chom sheretz, how is a sheretz more chamur? Shasheretz ein chaluka tumato. We don't distinguish in the young sheretz and old sheretz. Mashen kim shechvat Zera. Shechvat Zera of a kid under nine isn't metame. Chom shechvat Zera, what's the chom of shechvat Zera? Shechvat Zera metame b'chol, who has no shear. Shen kim sheretz as opposed to sheretz. So my love and okay, he's not talking about touching. You see, there's no shear. Well, the roll effort comes out of. I'll do it a sheretz time. It's hot parallel to sheretz. What's a sheretz about? My sheretz benigia. It's only about touching. A shechatzer benigia. So out of barama, shum sheretz tani with shum shechatzer tani. It's not talking about a particular manifestation like touching. It's just saying sheretz always has a shear. Shechatzer doesn't have a shear for roll. So if a sheretz lo metame mashu, is there no case for sheretz's metame with less than a shear? Well, you can include that. We have the Mishnah in Olot. Evarim don't have a shear, meaning a limb. Pachot me b'kazai basar mate. Let's say you have less than a kazai basar of a mate, but it's a full limb, a tiny little pinky. Pachot me kazai basar nevela, something nevela. Pachot me chadasha min sheretz, if it's a full limb. The answer is shani ever de kule mokam adashakai. That's ki'ilu the shear. And the proof is that ilu chaser porta, if you have a little bit missing from the limb, a tiny bit, ever mika matamia. The ever is not matame, it's only matame because we consider it like an adasha. Shechadzera de chaluka tumatomahi. What was that statement? I already gave it away, the chaluka tumato. Ilim ben Yisrael legoyim. You're saying that we distinguish between shechadzera of a goy and a Jew. There's this sort of similar kind, but it's not on the list. Ela ben katan legadol, as I said, one who's under nine. Rapapa ketanoi. Rapapa says this whole issue that Rabbi Elazar of Shimon brought up, which is that the shear is only for, that there is a shear for nogea, that the lack of a shear is for roeh, he says is really machloket tanaim. Because minayim the rabot nogea b'shichot zera, how do I know that shichot zera b'chlal, touching it is a tuma, tamu lomar, o ish. Because o ish, the o ish extends it. We don't know which o ish this is. O pligi tanai b'alma, in general we have a machloket. What happens when you infer A from B? There are those who say, if you infer A from B, you carry all of the stipulations from B, and A sort of takes a back seat. Other people say, you bring in what you know from B, but whoever A already can provide the information, you keep. So if you're a learner from Sheretz, you're going to say, that's our inference. What do you learn from Sheretz? My Sheretz v'chadashah, v'chadashah, v'chadashah. So therefore, Negiyah v'chadashah must have an adashah, because it's learned from Sheretz. Don't mean I'll keep out draw, but if you're going to say keep whatever information local you can use, my sheretz ben giav sherechaz zera ben giav okibat draw, my sherechaz zera leroev mashu, I forget a mashu. Just like shechaz zera already has the mashu for roev, so it'll not be for nogeav. So now for the brayer of Natan or Papa, he disagreed. He said, "My o ish to sheretz kamar bilei. You think it's coming from the words o ish that touches a sheretz? That's the extension." Maybe we're learning from an extension of Shechot Zera. Everybody will agree with the principle of Donu Mina Omina, and therefore will agree that it is Becholshu, because we're getting it from Shechot Zera, where it's Becholshu for Roet. Shailina the Tanoi. So we asked Tanoim, Ika the Tanikra, Papa, Ika the Tanikra, Vuna Breda Amnatan. Some of them learned the Breita in accordance with the Papa, and others, like Ravuna Breda Amnatan, as to whether or not it's the O-Ish of Shichvat Zera, in which case it's Don Mina Ominan, it's a Mash, it's a Kolshu for everything, or do they learn it like Rav Papa, and it's the O-Ish from Sheretz, and therefore, according to those, they Don Mina Umina, it would be a Ka'adasha. Okay, we'll stop at this point. We're going to pick it up with Mishnah Gimel, which is going to take us on the path that I mentioned in the introductory shiur, which will walk us through the stages of development of a young person starting from day one, and what halachot apply to him, and which things are valid, which he or she does or done to him or her. We'll pick it up in the next podcast. In the meantime, you should have a wonderful day.